How dark my prison house of sin, entombed in misery. But Jesus' love is shining in, sweet rays of hope to me. I hear in tender love, so sweetly calling me. Thy dying love has won my heart. I yield, O Lord, to Thee.
I would speak of the things of the kingdom of peace, of the priceless rich treasures that never shall cease. I would tell of the glory and majesty fair, of Christ in his glory that none can compare. The favor that triumphs o'er darkness and sin, his kingdom the lost and downtrodden to win. The power he wields in his sweet risen life, the victory giving o'er evil and strife. Lift up, O ye gates, strong and mighty is he, in battle to conquer the dark enemy. Vile hosts he has scattered, dark foes are subdued, man's fallen nature to love is renewed. Cast out is the prince of this dark evil world, his banner of justice and love is unfurled. He conquers the heart by his love so divine, and makes me rejoice that his fullness is mine. How wonderful, true, is his counsel and law, his statutes and word without failure or flaw, engraved on the heart and impressed on the mind. Set free is the man who his graces can find. Leslie Bosby. Good morning, friends. It is certainly a pleasure to be coming your way once again. Here is a scripture of which I would like to speak briefly. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? But I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Luke 22:24-30. From the tone of these verses, the disciples must have had something important to discuss. Do you know what it was? They were concerned as to who of them was going to be the greatest in the kingdom of God. So they understood there was going to be a kingdom set up, and they planned to be a part of it. So far, so good. There may have been things they did not understand as to when and where this kingdom would be established, but more on this later. Here is the prophecy concerning the coming of the kingdom. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Daniel 2:44. Notice especially the part, and in the days of these kings. What kings? Well, it was in the days of the kings which ruled over the universal kingdoms, the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, the Grecian, and the Roman. These are the kingdoms Daniel speaks of in this second chapter of Daniel. Read about them and see. They are described perfectly. We understand this head of gold symbolized this mighty Babylonian empire under the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. During the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, it was the golden kingdom of a golden age. Babylon, its metropolis, was situated in the Garden of the East. It was laid out in a perfect square 60 miles in circumference. It was surrounded by a wall 350 feet high and 87 feet thick. The world was prostrate at her feet. She was the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees excellency. Do you remember that the armies of the Medes and Persians dethroned and killed Belshazzar right after that feast, where he had taken the vessels of the Lord and used them for his strong drink? One historian writing of this Persian Empire states, Cyrus greatly extended his holdings. On his death, the Persian Empire reached from northern India to the Mediterranean and from the Indian Ocean to Caucasia. His son Cambyses conquered Egypt, 525 BC, and the Greek islands off the coast of Asia Minor and Cyprus also became a part of Greater Persia. To Darius, 521-485 BC, fell the task of consolidating these gains and securing the borders of the empire. End of quote. The next universal kingdom was that of Greece. Greece attained its height of prosperity and military power during the Macedonian supremacy, particularly under Alexander the Great, son of Macedon, who reigned 336-23 BC. This great leader defeated Darius, overthrew the Persian Empire, annexed large parts of Asia and Africa, and founded Alexandria, among other cities. Then the fourth and last empire of universal scope was that of the Romans. All of Greece became a Roman province after the capture of Corinth in 146 BC. Under Roman rule, a period of peace and prosperity prevailed. Now, Rome was partly strong and partly divided. There was the iron and the clay in the vision of Daniel. That is the vision that he interpreted. This mighty empire lasted from about 31 BC until 476 AD. It was during this time Christ was born. Now, let me describe to you some of the conditions existing among the Romans after Christ, which led to their fall and destruction as an empire. The Roman Empire began to decline at the turn of the 2nd century AD. The decline of Rome was due to a number of causes, some of which were factionalism, invasions by the Goths and Persians, and the trend toward autocracy in government, as well as profligacy and extravagant living. During the 1st century AD, Christianity spread over the Western Empire and became a potent force in replacing the Roman gods. End of quote. Now, that is from the Encyclopedia. Do you notice how true to the prophecy of Daniel that history is? Let me call special attention to this word profligacy and the statement of extravagant living. Webster defines profligate as completely given up to dissipation and licentiousness and wildly extravagant. Could that be a warning to the people of our own nation in this day? But let me quickly bring to focus the meaning of all this entire discourse. God did set up his kingdom on the day of Pentecost when it came with power upon those waiting for it. It is a spiritual kingdom and was established in the days of these kings. It is not of the world, although it is now in the world. It is made up of subjects who are ready and willing to carry out the commandments of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the head of his church, and the government is not left to men. He is reigning in the hearts and lives of those who love him, and from his throne in the heavens. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Daniel 7:18. And now May I ask you, are you in this everlasting kingdom? If not, you should be. Let us pray. Our Father, we are glad for the great and victorious kingdom which belong to the saints of the Most High. Bless every listener of the message today, and may they possess the kingdom through faith and by pressing their way into it while there is time and opportunity. And thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for a few moments of your time. If we may be of some spiritual help to you, be sure to let us know. You may write us by addressing your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next week, same time and same station. Here is a song, The Redemption Story.
Tell me, pilgrim traveling homeward, are you wholly free from sin? Are you flashing light around you? Are you witnessing for Him? Yes, 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 it fills my heart with glory to tell the hungry, thirsting soul of the redemption story. Have you made a consecration of yourself and earthly store? Have you died to all but Jesus and His will forevermore? Yes, 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 it fills my heart with glory to tell the hungry, thirsting soul of the redemption story. Do you love to read the Bible, feel the Spirit's holy fire? Do you measure to its standard, does each duty you inspire? Yes, 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 it fills my heart with glory to tell the hungry, thirsting soul of the redemption story. Do you gladly tell the story of the Savior's wondrous love? How He fills the soul with glory, pure as heaven's light above. Yes, 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 it fills my heart with glory to tell the hungry, thirsting soul of the redemption story. Are you seeking out the needy, leading sinners to the blood? Thus, O pilgrim, should we ever live and work alone for God? Yes, yes.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless and keep you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Soul of the redemption story.